Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Y'all, this is a very special, very, I feel like we should have the special music. Remember when you watch, like,
or like the Oscars music.
Yes, yes. We should have Janelle Monáe do Ariana DeBose do a medley right now.
Yes. Haley did the thing.
Haley did the thing. Y'all, this is Below Deck, and we are here with Haley from Below Deck.
Haley!
Hello, big ass, big hair, big tits, ka-ching!
She's kind of like in person, y'all, she's kind of like the glamorous version of the female gremlin.
Oh, I like love the really, that. That's like a the fantastic really, description.
Like the human version of the girl gremlin.
Oh, yeah, but way prettier. Yes. I'm going to take that.
Because you're extra.
She was pretty hot to be
She's
fair.
Got really pretty red hair.
Well, yeah, it's pretty because I'm not on a boat with terrible air conditioning
terrible.
And no hairbrush. So, you know, I feel like I'm looking a bit better than I did.
This is not a Zoom interview for you, y'all.
No.
This bitch is in
she
my
is
apartment right
in
now.
In your living room.
Yes. I mean,
we were going to do it at my place, but we had to clean up.
Yeah,
there was an orgy in there earlier.
Too much
so. Oh God, I wouldn't have minded that.
I will say I have had an orgy in this living room, and this is still gayer.
That little
no,
darling,
Haley being
the gayer, right. The better.
Yes, yes.
It do you
let's
know,
just start off with that.
Yeah.
We're just going to jump in,
okay,
y'all, and we might have a special guest later.
Yes.
We might have some even more gayness here. We'll surprise y'all with. But I just want to say, as a super gay person, like as soon as you came on the boat, we went, oh, this is our people.
I was like, did she come off Footballers' Wives? Like,
that's not the first time I've heard that.
That style of the Brits have, like, the only way is Essex, and that style of big personality, big reality TV.
Yeah.
That's what you're bringing to. I don't think we've had someone this outrageous in a while, and I love it.
You're a star.
So, like, Footballers' Wife with the voice of a London taxi driver.
Yeah,
yes.
That's where
yes.
we're going.
Yes. That's where we're
okay,
going.
Okay, cool. Because that is me.
We've had a
that
lot of
me.
Mousy girls from the north.
Boring.
You know, a lot of those.
Boring, yes.
But no one. We were talking about this too. That you and Fraser and some of the other Brits on the show, you go to the filthiest thing possible.
Oh God, yeah.
And people, and we have Brits who listen. They're like, that's how we're raised.
Completely.
And it's so inappropriate.
And we don't think anything of it either. It's completely natural behavior for us to just talk about something completely vile and in such a casual manner. And first thing in the morning, doesn't matter what time it is, it's just part of the British banter, really.
At one point, Fraser said, yes, and I laid my cock on her vagina.
That will stay with me till the day I die.
And Tony just went, what?
I know. He loved it, though. He really did find that quite funny.
I feel like y'all taught him a lot.
Yeah. I mean, he's probably traumatized and needs a lot of counseling now.
He seemed quite prudish or quite naive.
Yes.
We originally were like, he's so hot because he has this amazing body. But then we realized we were way too filthy for him.
Yeah. I think I scared Tony often, every day.
Every day.
I think he was slightly terrified of me. But he masked it with a really lovely smile. So
He's a very kind person.
In fact, one of my favourite people on that boat was Tony. He was a wonderful human being.
We're going to talk later, too, about people you bonded with. But I wanted to ask, like, where... Not only just like looking at your Instagram and your socials and stuff like that, but you're, I would say that you're not just like gay friendly. I would say you're like a
gay
but also like in a way and act like it's very important for you for LGBTQ people to have a voice, to be seen, to be included. Like you had conversations with Tyler. Yeah. Like where did that come from for you?
I've got a kind heart, I suppose, and I don't understand why people feel the need to judge people on their, I don't know, looks, sexuality. I think it's disgusting. And I have always grown up with gay men around me, and I've seen how hard their lives can be. Mm. I've witnessed it firsthand, and it's, you know, it makes me feel really, really saddened that the world is... that's sick.
Yeah, yeah.
Really, it can be. It can be a really horrible place. So actually, when he was telling me about, oh, you know, I want to be able to like come out to my parents, and it just upset me a little bit because I thought that's really sad that you can't tell your parents, like you can't just be you. You can't expose yourself as you to the people that brought you into this world. And I think for me to be able to support him on that was just very important.
It was really sweet.
And
you talked to him.
And you weren't super, you were just kind of leading him through it instead of telling him what to do. And you were asking questions instead of, and that's really being a great ally.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, call your mom and come out to her.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
But
I have to also ask you, a lot of times that queer people or LGBT people, we grow up feeling isolated and not like other people, thinking that I'm just not like everybody. I'm too much.
Did you
feel the same?
Absolutely. Yeah. I was just about to say that. You took words out of my mouth. Like, absolutely. Like, we saw the
ginger spice photo.
Yes. I mean, exactly. I dressed up as a miniature prostitute at the age of 9 years old. If that's not too much, I don't know what the hell is.
Did your parents know what to do with you?
Absolutely not. I think adoption probably came into their heads a few times, to be honest.
And I think if it would have been around when you had been growing up, you're like, I could be a drag queen. I could totally do this.
And you know what? On social media, when trolls say, she looks like a drag queen and whatnot.
To be honest,
yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
That is a massive compliment to me. Because most drag queens are better looking than the average woman. Let's just say that. Because that's facts. So, yeah, I've got a husky voice. I'm 5'8". I'm taller than the average man, especially with heels on. I've got
your
massive
eyes
hair.
Are gorgeous.
Thank you.
Massive hair. Massive boobies.
You can, exactly. Yeah, I'm a Wonder ass. Woman fan. I feel like you would be a great Wonder exactly. Woman.
Hey, do you know what? I'm getting into acting now, so maybe that will happen at some point.
I think Wonder Woman should be a redhead. I'm fine.
Hey,
every fucking person in this world should be a redhead.
A boy. I'm not a natural. You are, but I tell you, as soon
are you
as
not?
I well, no, I was born like strawberry blonde. It all fell out, and it's kind of like your color. And so then I later kind of this dirty blonde, and then later when I was acting, I just wasn't getting a lot of work. And what I think you get that a lot of people don't get, I dyed my hair red, and suddenly I started getting all this work. And I went, it's not
you stand
about
out.
Me.
Funny that
it's not about me. It doesn't matter what I think about what I look at. All this shit that I think you go into these things, you take it so personal. It's not fucking about, I just colored my hair and now I get a role. It's not about that.
Yeah, for sure.
And I feel like
agree.
You can like, you have this sense of, you know, I feel like Fraser, I think at first in the first of the season, Fraser gets in his own way. It's this idea of like, sometimes the ego tells us we need to be this way or that way.
Absolutely.
People are perceiving us. And you're able to chuck that. And I don't think a lot of people can do that. Like, where did that come from for you?
To be honest, I surprised myself a little bit during filming that show because I didn't realize how tolerant I actually was. And how patient
you put up with a lot
I
of
was.
Shit.
I, Yeah.
I mean, I would have slapped Alyssa a new one. Oh. And you.
Oh, my God. But you know what? I think that is like, it's growth as well. Because if I had been on that show 10 years ago, that probably would have happened. As you get older, I guess you start to think like, what is going to make my life harder here? Like just staying out of it or sleeping in the same cabin as someone that you've just created friction with.
Yeah.
Because that's going to be awkward. And
it'll be awkward.
You know, I shared a cabin with her. It was the last person that I wanted to fall out with. And actually the thing is, Alyssa, you know, Alyssa has actually got a great personality, but she's just got a lot to learn. And I hope that she has, you know, she's probably watched the show and thought, she is young, and thought, okay, I could have spoken to that person better. And that's growth. And I hope that she learns. Yeah,
Camille is young. Like, what are your thoughts on the Camille? We've talked about it on our show ad nauseum, but with the Camille and Alyssa, like, firebox, what do you, what are your thoughts on that situation?
To me, they were the two people, if you chose two people whose opposite, or there were a lot alike actually, but if you, they were the two people who would antagonize each other the most.
I mean, fantastic television though.
Oh, beautiful television.
When she went away, I was so sad.
So
when
Camille,
so sad.
Y'all, she was meant to be, she was like genetically engineered to be a reality star.
For
Camille
sure.
was.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't disagree with
as
that.
As soon as she showed up, I went, well, hello, talent.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Camille is hilarious.
Whereas Alyssa, like, I think it's, they really, I feel like, we feel like Camille wants to act like stuff doesn't bother her, but it does.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's right. And then whereas Alyssa, clearly a lot of things do bother her more and she can't let that go.
I think it's like, that's one thing about me is I'm just myself. And I feel like that's what, like what you were just saying about Camille, like acting like something doesn't bother her. Like I show my feelings, I show my emotions, and I'm just myself. Whereas I feel like they kind of may have put like a bit of a front on. But I think that, well, sometimes I think that that's again something that comes of age.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
you just start to kind of become your own person as you get older, and you don't know how that happens.
You start,
but
the
it
fucks
just
drop
happens.
Away.
Yeah. You learn to know what to let go of and what's important to you.
What's important? I think that's what it's all about. And remembering that life is too short, and just be kind to each other. Like if someone speaks to you with disrespect, there is a way to put them in their place without, you know, continuing and you know, back and forth, like this childish behavior.
Yeah,
I would have just nipped that in the bud straight away and be like, by the way, you're not going to talk to me like that.
Yeah,
that's not happening. But then go back to my lovely self.
Right.
Thank you.
Without resentment and you're over it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the delivery as well. So when you ask someone to do something,
that's a big thing with Alyssa. Her delivery was not great.
And it could sometimes come across
passive-aggressive.
Yeah, passive-aggressive is definitely exactly.
No tea, no shade. It is just what it is.
And, you know, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I want to bring up that one moment near the end of when Alyssa's time on the boat,
when you were
bathing in the sun.
Oh,
and
that was a good
there
moment.
Was this moment where Sandy went, Tyler's over there working. You guys gonna let him do that? You just do you know that? And at one point, and you both kind of look like, oh shit, but. And Alyssa just like, oh, we're like, we were gonna be like done and blah blah blah
blah.
But
Alyssa started talking,
and then the funniest thing is Haley immediately says, "Oh, I wasn't aware. Let me go and help him because that is what a person who understands rank on a boat
put you in a. You could be a spy. You didn't even bat an eyelash. You just fucking
I went.
I don't know what's going on most of the
that's
time.
That's a pro.
So I wasn't aware
that's
of anything.
Pro.
The
that's
whole
a pro.
Time.
So no. Walk us back. Take us back in time of your laying there, Captain Sandy. What goes through
I
your head?
I screeched like a monkey.
Yeah, I did.
Well, to be honest, at this point, I was starting to peel from the sunburn, so I was quite happy for her to come up.
Yeah.
She couldn't have come up at a better time. But it, I mean, come on. There's ways of speaking to your superior.
Superior.
And
especially the superior.
Exactly.
On
and
your
whether
boat.
You like that person or not, there is just a way. And I was brought up to speak to people with respect. And I think it shows maturity when you can, you know, deal with a situation like that. But just being fair, do you know what I mean? Like,
no
problem. And actually, there was truth in the fact that, Tyler, she made me aware that Tyler was downstairs still working. Right. And when she made me aware of that, oh my God, you know, let me help him.
Right.
Because that's who I am. But actually the delivery, Alyssa's delivery wasn't
Were
wasn't
you,
the best.
What, when she kind of talked back to her in that moment, what were you thinking in your head?
Holy shit. Well, I'm going to get fired.
And like, there's this, there was even a moment where she said, she basically told Captain Sandy, I know you just got here. Which does sound like, I know you're new here, but, and I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
What is actually happening right now? Have we all lost our minds? Are we imagining this?
And that's the thing. And it's a thing with misogyny and how people treat women in power. They would have never said that to Captain Lee. Captain Lee had been taking over, you know, and also if you see the way that Captain, even Camille treated Captain Lee versus Captain Sandy, that moment gave me chills to watch. I know you just got here.
And well, imagine being there.
Yes. And I wanted to ask, you were on this little boat. What was the vibe change from when Captain Lee, like, what do you think was kind of the biggest difference? And I don't mean in a bad way. I mean, it could be in a good way, but the difference of when Captain Lee left and then Captain Sandy came, because that's a big thing to shift to.
It was huge. And also, captain change is a massive, massive thing. I think in some respects, there was some kind of relief for him.
Yeah.
That's what I felt. You know, he definitely did not want to leave that boat, but he had to. And I was relieved that, like, actually he's going to go and get better and then he'll return and, you know, he'll be himself. Or will he return? Who knows?
Yeah.
But Captain Sandy coming, it changed a lot. The dynamic completely changed. Obviously, a lot of things happened after she arrived. Like, she got rid of two people.
Yeah.
And maybe that needed to happen. But she's a lot more involved.
She's like down in the kitchen, like
absolutely.
Captain
Lee and bless her, like she was trying. Do you know what I mean? Like, she'd come up to me in the pantry and be like, "Do you want me to help you with the dishes?" And it's, you know, she really did try to help, which I think is really lovely. But they've just got very different management styles. So, you know, I don't necessarily prefer one over the other. It's just they're very different to work with. So the whole having a different captain just completely changed. Yeah. The whole dynamic, really.
I think also Sandy, the way Sandy approaches a ship is we're all going to learn.
Yeah.
Especially with Med. That is not the case with OG Below Deck. It is like top service. We already expect all of this. And it's a very different... Sandy is much more hands-on because she thinks that's part of her job.
Yeah.
Maybe
just like when she was...
junior.
Whereas Captain Lee is just like, yeah.
Do it.
You guys go. We trust you.
Yeah.
You know, like,
he trusts his department heads.
And if he doesn't, if there's a problem, he'll deal with it. And,
Totally. I still remember one of my favorite things is when Tyler was teaching Sandy to put down a bed.
That's absolutely hilarious. Bless him. He's so sweet, isn't he?
She almost spit her drink
and
out.
And it
came out my nose.
Even Tyler was like, she's not the best.
Yeah, I know, so polite. You know, what a sweetheart.
She's a good captain. She's not necessarily good at beds.
I think Sandy would admit that. But
she would.
And Sandy finds moments like that where she can, and that's to show the crew,
absolutely,
see, I can do this.
I'm helping you. I'm supporting you. And, you know, I think both captains show their support in different ways.
Yeah. I have to ask you, when you were cast, what did you think it was going to be like versus what the reality was?
A good question. I'm loving that question. So I had many dreams about being on the, like, when I knew I was going to be on it, like every night I would have a dream, you know, because I was constantly, my mind was going crazy of like, what have I let myself in for? What is it going to be like? And nothing can like prepare you for what it's actually like. So I hadn't been on a boat working as a stewardess for about 4 years before coming on the boat. So my main concern was, am I going to be able to fulfill this position? And the combination, I guess, of being worried about all the cameras, being on a big show, but also...
It's two separate things, a show and then a boat.
And then thinking, I haven't done this job for 4 years. What the hell? Like, and also, I was never, ever in housekeeping. Or barely laundry. I was always just on service, like the few times I ever was on a boat.
Right.
Oh. So really, my experience is very small. So I went and invested.
You couldn't tell.
And
Well, I went and invested in a course about 4 days before going on. Oh, my God. I went and spent £1,000 to just because I thought, I've got to do this because I don't want to suck and I want to feel confident. So I went and got like a stewardess kind of... a refresher course for like, it's like 4 days.
Yeah.
Cause Camille, I was like, you need to
Camille
teach me.
Camille Googled. And then Camille yeah. Googled. Yeah.
She Googled. She like looked at the teacher and said, he's not hot. And then decided yeah. not to go.
Sorry, bless, go her. Bless her. Bless her. Bless her.
Heart. No.
We're fans kind of, but, I just enjoy her use of the word debauchery will still live on in my head. This is debauchery.
Which is not the right word.
No.
But so anyway, you were so
That's
you
so
took
funny.
This course
so
and you're like get kind of cramming all of this in.
Yes. I just wanted to be great. You know, like I'm not a huge drinker anyway. I mean, obviously after that cake fight, that's the best.
I was gonna say we just watched that cake episode.
It's the
girl.
End of the season. I did not bring this week's episode.
Yeah.
Sorry. Well, you're in for a good one.
I still will never forget you putting. I watched it. The putting the pickle in the vacuum.
Was that a pickle?
I think it was a pickle.
I watched it over and over. I'm like, what the hell was that? Was it a pickle?
Do you even remember that scene?
Absolutely not. Nothing. No, do you know what? I had icing under every crevice of my skin. I woke up and there was icing on my eyelid, in my hair. And I was like...
I can imagine you saying, I've got icing in my vagina.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Oh, must have been in there as well. And then I came downstairs and it looked like an avatar had exploded in the crew mess. There was blue icing everywhere. It was sick.
There's like handfuls of red hair just on the floor.
Everywhere. But you know what? It was a lot of fun. And I'm all about having fun. And we cleared it up. Do you know what I mean?
You cleaned it up very well.
I was actually up first thing in the morning scrubbing the carpets. And like Leanne and Ben were just sat there like really quietly eating their cereal. And I was just like, sorry, sweating, covered in cake from the night before.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, We've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cool.
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens.
Cool. And that's a thing that we like about Below Deck. We you know, we cover a lot of reality shows, and some reality shows are a little less reality. But a lot of people don't realize, like, and we've said this to our listeners on the show, Below Deck is the real deal. Y'all really have to work on this boat.
Yes.
There's some people actually.
And you need skills.
There are some people that message us and say, so they have another crew on the boat, right, that comes in and does everything when they go to sleep, right?
Absolutely not. I mean, I wish there was.
They are doing, you're going to bed at 2 a.m.
Yeah, that little person is called my soul because it's left my body because I've worked like, it's a soul in a wig floating around, clean the toilets.
Just a floating red wig.
A pathetic soul. Half the soul that it started. covered in ginger hair.
Just like a ghost with red hair, like Casper.
Oh, yes, Casper in drag. Casper with like red lips.
Sexy Casper. I tell you. Well, I can confirm that that is not the case.
Yeah.
I was wondering this before joining the boat. Yeah. I remember sat there with my boyfriend and I was like, right, so do you actually think someone else comes on? And he was like, no, I think so, Hayley. So we've watched every single one and we're kind of like, they look tired. Like, uh-huh. they look like they're working, ooh, you know? Uh-huh. Like, by the end of the season, everyone basically loses their minds.
And especially when you're down as two. When you're down, God. Yeah.
Yeah, hard work. Really hard work. And I think that you go on, like, I don't know, like pilot mode. You start to, you don't really feel like you're the shadow of yourself by the end of the season. Like, you haven't slept properly in 6 weeks.
Mm. Yeah.
You're living off, well, in my case, mine and Fraser's case, living off Red Bull and pastries. So it's just a sugar and caffeine diet. I was pretty much eating cigarettes for breakfast.
Yes.
Been there in my 20s.
Been there. Oh, gosh, we've all been there.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
I want to say we have a similar experience of, we taught a fine arts camp for girls. And wow. for about 6 weeks, and by it wasn't.
You say it's like summer camp. Well,
it wasn't. It wasn't the same kind of that. Exhaustive serving. But by 6 weeks, you don't know who you are. You've just been in charge of little girls for 6 weeks, which is round kind of the like clock.
Well, that's how it feels like being on Below Deck.
Exactly.
Everyone is a weird little girl. Everyone, apart from me. I'm the manliest. All of them.
The manliest.
Yeah,
the manliest.
Well, I am vile.
I do want to ask you about one specific charter. And we actually have a guest.
Yay!
From that charter.
Oh, yes. Let's
the pageant charter. We have, y'all. We have Fabulous John.
I don't know.
Oh, shit. Thing,
I'm going to say it's John Sparkles.
Sparkles. And y'all... It seems like, I think they are legally married now. Haley is legally married to
we
John.
We shared a bed last night. My boyfriend's completely fine with it. So
before she came to town, she goes, I just can't wait to wake up and look at you and say, good morning, darling. I literally did that this morning. Good morning, darling.
We did.
I will say this. Seeing you two and knowing you were seeing him in town, we're obviously in Hollywood, and knowing that you were seeing him was not a big leap for me. It made sense.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah. It does make sense. I completely agree with that. So it made sense from the minute we laid eyes on each other.
Was it on the charter that you met?
Yes.
Yes.
Like, literally, I got on the boat. I was in that white suit.
Yeah.
And I looked at her and I go, who is this redhead bombshell vixen with all these tats all over the place? So I grabbed her right as soon as we got the tour. And then I went back up to the bar and I go, all right, girl, tell me everything.
Right.
Well,
you're like, I'm a messy gay. Here we go. Yeah.
Do you have a boyfriend? Give me the deets.
Well, I proceeded to get you very drunk and I was really jealous that I couldn't be joining you, actually. But we did. We hit it off very quickly.
Yeah. Well,
I am a gay magnet, though.
I'm
I am like the Pied Piper for gays.
I'm having a hard time staying in my chair right now because I want to lay on you.
Every time she's come to LA since the show wrapped, and like we've hung out, I take her to WeHo, and it is like, it's like flies to
You just have to love the twinks are great. Just have to watch your pocketbook around them. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
You should get Tyler out here to WeHo.
Oh my God.
That twink would
be. I took him
That's another story. You tell that story.
That twink got passed around.
Fun night. I just introduced Tyler to all my friends and. He was very friendly with all my friends.
He did not sleep alone.
He's making out with a go-go boy by the end of the night.
Oh, a go-go boy.
So cute. Like, that's so cute. I was like, I know, right?
That's how I got.
Go for it.
I got HPV the first time from a go-go boy.
And he has the sweetest voice.
He does.
Oh, such a sweetheart.
Yeah. He is the sweetest boy.
Such a sweetheart.
I just have to say one thing to John specifically. Thank you for being like Miss Congeniality on that boat and not being a bitch. And not
there's always this thing of like, I need to be a bitchy gay on TV.
No, okay.
Here's the thing.
I was so honored to even be on it. And literally it happened a month before. I was at a fashion show and Laura, the primary, she walked up to me and I was three sheets to the wind and I was just sitting in the front being this ambassador. And she goes, walks up in a crown and sash and she goes, And I was wearing a dress. I was the only guy there wearing a dress. It was like short little
like
thing.
You do.
And she goes, oh my God, are we going to be best friends? And I look at her and I go, bish, we might be. And literally hung out the entire night. And then she called me a week later and she goes, do you want to come with me and seven of my girlfriends to like celebrate my new pageant title on a yacht in St. Lucia? And
I was
like,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she told me, she's like, it's going to be for Bravo. And I said, what? Oh, my dreams are coming true.
Ain't no queen like a pageant queen. And now, y'all did have, what was her name? The
Lakeish. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Lakeish.
But
she's extra.
I didn't she acted like that on the like I didn't know she was demanding like that while we were filming. Like cuz either I wasn't in the room when she was like
the lunch
thing. I
still say that when we're waiting on something.
Right.
Yeah. Lunch.
To be fair, I do as well constantly.
Did she drive was it really? Was she driving y'all fucking bad?
Do you know what? I was going to the end of the season and I everything at that point was going over my head. Like, I was numb. So at that point, I started to actually find it quite funny. I think I was losing my mind. So every time she would ask for something that was, like, insanely extravagant.
You just laugh.
Like, every
steak
every
with 24
type
carat.
Of fruit inside her water. Oh, God. I'd do it with a smile because I'd find it funny. I'd be like, you are actually hilarious right now because this is just, keep going.
I was so oblivious.
Ask me for something weirder. Like, do you know what I mean? It became a bit of a test. It was like a game.
You're punking me. Make it weird.
That time when she was like, oh, I'm going to sleep upstairs.
Yeah.
I go, oh, girl, why are you not sleeping in your cabin? And she goes, oh, you know, I just like claustrophobic and stuff. I go, oh, okay, no big deal. And then literally the 24 carat steak.
Yeah.
I walked in. I go, oh my God, you guys are cute. We have gold on our steak. How cute. I didn't know that she'd requested it. Like, you know, all this was new to me when I watched it.
Yeah, for sure.
Just thankful
she
to be
wasn't,
there.
Like, she wasn't that bad. Like, yeah, she, you know, she,
it's,
she
it's
had a
perfect
few
for the production, though.
Requests. But
perfect.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to watch at the end of the day. Like, people, when people are a little bit demanding, it's kind of makes it a bit more.
It makes it good TV for us. It takes a bit of your soul.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, the one thing that I really didn't like is the smoothies, like making different smoothies and like having to go all the way down, get all this fruit together, and then I'm not great at blending stuff.
It's not a thing for me.
I nearly took my hand off a few times, and I wouldn't have felt that because again, I had no soul at this point.
Yes,
but, you know, it was just a little bit like, oh God, yeah. It got.
I want to ask one question about you when Leanne came in.
Yeah.
And I want to ask. What you were just like, yeah, there was this girl, Camille, and they
I'm
had
a
thing,
a
but fuck her. Please, you should
sorry,
fuck him.
Camille?
yes, we were like, fuck him anyway. Fuck him.
Yeah, just fuck him. They're not married, babe.
I just love that because, like, I used to do, like, I didn't do work on a yacht, but I was a server. And you just fuck everyone you work with.
Yeah.
And that's just normal.
You have a boyfriend, so you didn't. But.
Exactly. No, of course, a boyfriend of 4 years. So, you know, I wouldn't have even entered my
ooh,
mind.
We are seeing a picture after this.
Yeah, exactly. But the thing is, what I was thinking was, well, hang on a minute. Those guys had been seeing each other for a few weeks.
Yeah.
I didn't really even know that they were like planning to meet up. I didn't know that it had been really, that it was continuing and how in depth the, you know, like, I didn't know anything about this. I just knew that they had a good time together when they were both on board and that was that. Like, I didn't think, oh, you know, if I thought they're in a relationship, I would
did you know
never
that Ben
have
was
said that,
Did you know Ben was so into her though?
Not to that extent.
Okay.
No, I didn't know to that extent. I mean, obviously I could see that there was a spark when they were together, but it's a boatman's.
Yeah.
I thought, well, it's gonna end without sounding.
That's what we all think. And we probably Camille thought too.
We,
but Ben didn't.
Yeah.
We think Camille has
sad.
A magic pussy.
I think she might do.
Yeah.
To be
it, like, it, glitter,
I mean,
glitter comes
hot.
Out.
Camille is
she's
beautiful.
Hot. She's a gorgeous woman.
She's
I mean,
stunning.
How did you feel about Ben's rabbit fucking that we witnessed?
Oh, well, how did Tony feel about it?
I know. Poor Tony.
I mean,
and why did Ben sleep naked?
He's definitely in counselling right now, isn't he? Right. Tony, he's been bloody absolutely, you
Tony's
know,
never
going to
do this
mentally
again.
Mentally abused. He'll never get that image out of his head.
I want to do, we're coming to the end of our time, but I want to do a little lightning round.
Okay.
And just I'm going to name a person and just say one word or a phrase that you think of. Doesn't have to be, there's no right answer.
a phrase.
Or a word.
So like, okay. For instance, here's, like, I say to Jake, I say, Julie Andrews.
My life and breath.
Whatever. But, okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
yes,
that's okay. The lightning round. So let's start with Tony.
Oh, unicorns and rainbows.
I love it.
Oh, I love
that's
it.
That's great. Yeah. Katie.
Miami.
What about Ross? I don't get it. We don't get Ross. We don't get why every...
I love him. Well,
no, I like him.
I get it. I get it.
The sexual attraction.
No, I get it.
He's very charismatic. I'll tell you why. Person.
Yeah, you know, maybe he's got a little bit of a charm. I don't know. Like, no. Personally...
He's really good at winding women up.
Yeah.
And he says what women want to hear.
Yeah. I think that's what it is. They just fall at his feet.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah.
No. I totally get it.
I get what you're saying.
Camille.
Oh, God. I've got a few for Camille.
You can say all of them.
2-day bender.
Oh, yes!
She's just someone that I want to go on a massive... a party with.
And I love it.
Just 2-day bender. Not sleep for like 2 or 3 days.
Ben.
Heart, what's coming to my mind? Something with, like heart. Oh, I wanted to say heartbroken. That was awful.
Yeah.
I can't say that.
Just heartfelt. Heartfelt,
yeah. Yes. Sweet guy. Yeah, because he's sensitive.
Puppy.
Puppy.
What about a
lovely
Alyssa.
Aussie puppy?
Alyssa.
Diva.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Captain Sandy.
Oh my God. I think of her, to be honest, as quite a powerful woman.
Yeah, powerful.
I'd say powerful.
That's a good one.
Yeah, she is quite powerful. She's someone that you look up to and be like, fucking hell, you drive a boat?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I'm not saying, you're a woman, like, you shouldn't be able to do that, but it is cool. Do you know what I mean?
No,
it is
totally. Cool. Rachel.
French toast, because that was banging.
That's the best thing.
That's what I'm going to say. Her French toast was never absolutely out of this world. She is a little bit crazy, but so am I.
So are we.
So,
Fraser.
Oh, love of my life.
Oh.
No, I know.
He's
the best. This is another one.
John,
this is another one.
John, this is where you can put the record straight. Have you and Fraser fucked yet? Because, girl... You were so fucking thirsty on that boat.
I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to go on and find this cutest gay boy.
He's hot.
He was bringing it. He was bringing it this last couple episodes.
He was so fun. He was a good sport.
You could tell he's got a nice dick, too.
Yeah, I totally agree.
You could tell.
Yeah, when he flops it on people's legs. And then.
Cheese and rice. Yeah. Oh, my God.
So,
cheese and rice.
Cheese and rice. So, they already have their own lingo. Get a podcast together already.
I know.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah, said that.
But lastly, Captain Lee.
Oh, adorable. Like, sweet.
I wish y'all could see Haley's face when she said
such
her just.
She just touched your nipple and grabbed it. Yeah.
Did I?
But no, you be.
No.
I thought,
you touched your chest and you could see so much just like warmth and love whenever we see his name.
Yeah, he's a lovely, lovely man. I don't know. I just adore him. I think he's great. Not in like a weird, creepy way. Actually, it's probably quite creepy.
But
so sweet.
I just want to say we loved talking about you on the show. We loved seeing you. I think it's not a hope that I definitely hope we'll see you again on a future franchise. You're perfect for the franchise. We would totally watch you.
You're a star, and look.
Agreed.
When it comes to reality TV, like, you need people that are going to be a hot mess, and then people that are going to be hot fun,
but without divas.
And I think you're hot fun, and it balances because if they're all just messy and emo, I think
if
more
you're
than anything,
all Camille's, it doesn't work.
Absolutely.
We need joy. You are a joyous person.
I really appreciate
and
that.
And I really appreciate that
really,
about you as well.
I really appreciate that. Like, I cannot tell you how heartwarming. it has been to receive the messages and the attention that I have received is so positive. It blows me away. It absolutely blows me away. It is.
I mean, you're a gay magnet. Andy Cohen would be dumb not to.
Andy
not
Cohen's
to put
gonna butter
on.
About you.
Yeah, Andy's gonna love you. I already said that, but I remember the summer you were so worried. Like before the show aired, you were like freaking out. You're like, I don't know. So I don't know how many. You know,
I
how people are gonna like you.
I
go,
worry
girl,
about
you
your
are
edit.
Going
girl,
to be
girl, your
the
edit
star.
Is wonderful.
You're amazing.
No, and I just want to say as well,
Jake doesn't blow smoke up your ass.
No, no, no. I'm totally real.
You
guys, thank you so much. Thank you, Haley. Thank you, John, for coming up. This has been.
Thank you so much for having us. You're amazing.
Where can we find you? We're on Instagram or
in a bin outside. Early hours of tomorrow morning.
I'm stealing that.
But you're where can you find me?
Yes,
on Instagram.
Instagram, Haley De Sola Pinto. Loads of selfies of me everywhere.
Perfect.
Beautiful.
Perfect. John, where can we find you?
At Instagram, at underscore Trossey, TROSSEY.
Perfect. Yes. Y'all, thanks
so much, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
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 Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.